in. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, CITR.ca in Vancouver. Show is called Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. It's on right now. My name is Ben. On the big show tonight, Coband, a two-piece band from Vancouver. Coband will be playing here live in studio in about an hour's time. It will be glorious. Stick around for that. Until then, music from coast to coast. This is a Vancouver band that is that has its moment, and it's now no longer a full band. They sort of parted away a little while ago, but this album came out in November 11th, 2010, this tells me. And the band is called Tight Solid. It's a great three-piece band. I'm going to play for you a song from their release. Walk It Off is the name of the release. This song I'm going to play is Let's Play It Old to the Devil on CITR.
Losing, I don't mind sickness. way, I know you know. When you're calling the lines of stories told, it's just the way it has to be. Wanna listen to you, can you listen to me?
At the Railway Club tomorrow night. That is the safety show, or is it just safety show, from I think an upcoming, soon to be released album. Don't know the name of it yet. The song is called Death Dive. So tomorrow night at the Railway Club, they are playing with Falklands and Hermetic. Before safety show, I played some Robosexuals, which some of the members and safety show shared. Evolved sort of into the safety show. Before Robosexuals, I play some Hermetic, which is, as I was mentioning, playing tomorrow night at the Railway Club from the split EP. Preventative Arrest is the name of the song I played. Before Hermetic, I played a three-piece from Montreal, De L'Enfetz. Judy Says is the name of the song. And a bit before that, Keep Tidy. From the Basement Mold EP, Gucci Mane is the name of the song. Hey, Peter.
Hey, what's up?
Not too bad. Peter from Boundary to... Broadway to Boundary.
Oh, you did your homework.
I did. I wasn't expecting you to show up on time.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Well, imagine that.
Let me get this finished. Start off the set with some Tight Solid, Walk It Off. Is the album title, And Old to the Devil is the name of the song. So, how's it going, Peter? You know what? Why don't we play a song and then we'll come back and chat a bit.
Yeah, this you don't is, want to listen to me.
Yeah, no, this is Woman on CITR.
Nice.
Thank you.
Oh, technology.
There we go.
That is Bat Fate. The song is called Lung. I am joined live in the studio.
Is this the one?
Yeah, both of them is on, actually.
I remember when I was training coordinator, I used to, that was one of the nitpicky things, don't move the mic while the mic's on.
Then they don't know it's college radio. Sorry. I'm joined with joined by Peter from
Hello.
Broadway to Boundary. The Broadway to Boundary?
Yes, please.
Studio recording? label?
The bus.
The bus.
Yeah.
The bus. And so he's putting out some records. He had already put out some 7-inches and such. Bat Fate. Let's talk a bit about that.
Yes.
They are a Vancouver band. Good people.
I think so, yeah.
And so that song is...
I think so.
It's going to be on something... Which this mic do you want? Do you
this
want
microphone
do you want,
is like ghostly.
Do you want, okay, fine. Do you want stereo?
Stereo? Oh yes, please.
Oh man.
Is that one? Oh, that's too close. Okay. Hi.
That's fine. I'm turning this other one off. But.
Yes.
Bat Fate, it's gonna be a 7-inch.
Yeah.
Is
that's
it just,
the
just two a, I guess two track? One track?
Two or tracks. That was the A side called Lung.
Right.
And
are these songs newly recorded or
It was recorded.
Sorry, I'm pointing at things. No, I saw them at South by Southwest.
Oh,
it's Veronica Falls. This is bad radio.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like pointing at things. No, continue with Bat Fate.
Ben is pointing at the large stack of 7-inches I just grabbed out of my copious number of 7-inches.
Yeah.
I thought maybe that, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. So Bat Fate, yeah, good.
You saw them at South by Southwest.
Not Bat Fate, no. Anyways.
They're so mysterious.
They are mysterious.
Yes, they have recorded that record, and it is... We should have tests. I just got an email from the plant tonight, and I was, you know... I don't have the actual date, but we should have the record ready for mid-May. They're going on tour down to as far south as, I believe, San Diego, and if not in L.A., and as far east as Arizona.
Nice. So there's a resurgence of vinyl thingy, all things record-wise.
You're going to ask me that?
I am. So
I'm really reaping the benefits, too.
Is it, well, has the prices gone down for making like 7-inches and stuff? Has it been competition, or is it still, from what I heard, it's like still only a couple places that make them?
No, there are quite a few places. I think like the new thing that's really popped up since I started about 5 or 6 years ago, and I'd been researching it for a while, but one of the new things is record brokers have really entered into the mix and helped drive the cost down a little bit, pass the savings on to the customer, because they'll do it in batch amounts.
So what does that mean, record brokers? So they ask for little runs. They take a bunch of little runs and make a huge order out of them, or
they'll go to one of the pressing plants. There are quite a few, and there have been a few that have opened up recently in the past year or so, all stateside. I guess in some of the states that are known to be lax on environmental protection rules, such as California to an extent, and Texas and Michigan, but they will get cut rates for. Driving more traffic or driving
traffic like
the Ajax that shiznit up.
Yeah,
it's all web programming in my head right now. they'll be able to get a batch prices because they'll be sending a lot of orders in. So in essence, they're almost like using. They're kind of bootstrapping a lot of smaller runs too, as if they were a larger label. Unfortunately, then there's another person in the mix.
Takes a cut, right?
Yeah, they definitely take a cut, but the costs...
It's still cheaper than if you were just to say...
Well, I think, for instance, Coban, who are playing live on your excellent radio show in mere moments...
Yeah.
That record, I did the old-fashioned way that I'd been doing all the rest of them prior to that. You end up spending dozens and dozens, countless hours of your spare time just making sure that everything is moving properly. You can always, record pressing plants operate a lot of the time like brokers themselves. So they'll say, just send us everything and we'll press it. We'll take care of the mastering, the cutting and the plating and artwork and all of that. But those prices are generally quite steep. Whereas the record brokers, such as Pirates Press, to I don't want to give them too much business, but there are quite a few brokers that are have been bringing the price down. They take a cut, but they're the ones hustling for that cut.
They're called Pirates Press.
There is one called Pirates Press.
Okay, one of them.
They've just started. They usually would, how they would save money was sending off projects out to the Czech Republic to a plant there called GZ. Which made lots of gorgeous vinyl and did all the crazy swirls that you see on, you know, Southern Lord type records and that sort of thing. And they've just recently started working with a plant in California to do it more locally. Anyway, sweet.
No.
That's pretty boring.
No, it's fine. I don't know. I'm interested. I mean, I don't know. Well, I don't know. It's interesting to see how it goes.
Like, we're the only two people listening, right?
Well, yeah. I don't know. Maybe I want to. Well, where have you? Because I usually show up to things on time. Oh, I don't know.
I've been showing up to nothing at all lately. So
yeah. So well, you've been busy with Ajax and Cobalt.
Yeah. Cobalt.
Cobalt and Fortran.
Cobalt. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Fortran. I've been working on some satellite program.
Some Lisp.
Yeah, some Lisp.
Anyway, sorry.
We're sending a satellite up next week, actually. No more scientific programming jargon, please.
That's boring now. People are turning off.
Yeah, now the Bad Fate record should be out. I think we're going to try to do a release show in mid-May, which is April and May right now for me. We're just like, whoa. Just going to like, it's going to hit. And it should be in stores, I think I said sometime in June, late June, after Basketball and Heavy Chains' records are in stores.
Okay.
Those are 2 12 inches.
And did you bring those too?
I do have some Heavy Chains on the laptop, I actually have brought the test press of a Basketball record.
Oh yeah,
because I prefer the high fidelity of vinyl.
Yeah,
so
that's
much.
Awesome.
But I do have that
on
the laptop.
But on that note, we're playing something else completely different. Well, we are. What do we have queued up? Turntable A.
Oh, Swirlies. It was a I thought it would go well with Bad Fate. I always think of. Bad Fate is the two tracks from that 7-inch remind me a lot of, obviously, their sound being very Swirlies-esque, but also a bit of Sonic Youth and, dare I say, even some Swerve Driver.
Right.
If I'm going to be so bold. But I got Swirlies queued up next. I can't remember the name of the track, but it's a split off of an old Simple Machines Working Holiday.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. I'll try to read it while it's spinning.
Yeah, let's play some
fun.
Music.
That's always fun. Yeah. And. Is it? I always call it Koban. Isn't it Koban or Koban?
I say Koban because I always say pasta and all those sorts of things. And you know.
What? How does the band say it?
Oh, you know what? That's a very good question.
I've been saying Koban and they didn't correct me, but it's like Koban. Isn't it Koban? Koban? Could be. I don't know.
We'd have to ask somebody who's Japanese because I believe it's a Japanese terminology. But
I'm gonna say
they're so easygoing.
Yeah, I'll say Koban for now. They'll be on live in studio about 20 minutes time, live set. Stick around for that for sure, but don't go anywhere anyways. This is Swirlies on CITR.
Trudy comes down.
much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Thank you.
That means you can't cue it, you know, Peter. That's fine, we'll figure it out.
I kind of just had an epiphany.
Yeah.
That's what happens in the Genius Factory.
You're listening to CITR Radio live on Thunderbird Radio. Hell, my name is Ben. I'm joined by Peter from the Borreto Boundary. Am I doing the boundary? Yeah, Borreto Boundary.
You never took the number 9?
Yes,
I did. You called it the 9?
The 9.
Yeah. The poor little 9.
But too, the 9 goes... No, I call it the Elma 2 Boundary.
Wow, that's a long way around.
Well, I'm UBC, it's not very long.
Yeah, that's true.
You need to take it. Actually, the 9 sometimes goes all the way to... does it ever... I don't know. I think it goes all the way to UBC sometimes, back in the old days.
Yeah, back... I came up with a name a long time.
Anyways.
I came up with a name.
Peter, Coban is going to be playing live, or Coban, in about 10 minutes or so. They're doing soundcheck right now. We'll get them on when they are ready. Before we do that, let's talk about what we just played. We played some Veronica Falls. They are, I know, from England. Thereabouts, they're British. I saw them when I was in Austin for South by Southwest last year. My friend Mar Seller, she's in many bands back in the days in Vancouver. Ewoks being one that I remember the most. It's because they play Shindig. She played with...
you and
she
your plays some
riff, well, she played Riff Ranos for a little bit. Yeah. Anyway, she's like all over the place. She knows like everybody, like a bazillion people. I just actually saw her on Facebook. She was... I don't know, like having ice cream with Jay Ferguson, you know, from Sloan. I don't know. That's a big deal to me.
Yeah, it is.
No, a lot of people probably don't even get who. Yeah.
Jay Ferguson. He was the Davy Jones of Sloan, wasn't he?
He had some
slight of build.
He sang "Lines Your Men."
Yeah.
And anyways, so they played. They were good. They were good times. I don't know. You just heard it. So. I don't know how else to say it.
Well, that record's that's about a year old, I guess. And strangely enough, actually, it's probably one of the more poppy, I don't know what the word is, less cold of the captured tracks discography. They actually,
because they don't have a full length out or anything.
No, I think they have another 7-inch. I haven't checked in with them in the last little while, but yeah. They just got that 7-inch put out on a demo.
All these bands are 7-inches.
It's all about connections, Ben.
And how did you get that copy? Like, where did you purchase? Like, you just get them online? You were over there, but you didn't buy them in.
Oh yeah, no, I didn't buy that there. Although when I was over there, I have it on my laptop and some British. People were commenting on that, but I bought it, I think, off of Papa Drones, off of Mark Richardson from CITR's own Pop Drones.
Speaking of overseas, I remember you were talking about going to see a show. It was like the show curated by like Godspeed or something like that. Can we talk? What's the name of it again?
All Tomorrow's Party.
All Tomorrow. Like, what was it about? For people that don't know,
This one was called "The Nightmare Before Christmas." Not entirely original, but All Tomorrow's Parties, I guess they began close to 10 years ago, I think. Don't quote me on that. Somewhere around that, maybe 8 years ago. And what they do is they get one of their favorite bands, and I guess they kind of made a little name for themselves by acquiring or getting bands to curate a festival over days, or even just one day, one night. And some of these bands, you know, like Dinosaur Jr. and My Bloody Valentine and Portishead, like these are bands that, you know, nobody thought would ever be relevant again, maybe. Yeah. Maybe I'm being crass, but they were cool with the idea, and they've sort of been building, and they've started doing it in North America as well. They've done it in LA, I believe, as well as New York. They've got the big one happening in September with Shellac and Chavez and a bunch of other.
So who played at the one that you went to then?
It was curated by Canada's own Godspeed You Black Emperor, and
but they got other people.
So what they do, they I think Godspeed had sent out, I know that they had sent out a memo that made some big splash with just a one page on the internet saying, like, we're going to be playing some shows again. Yeah. We all, kids and other obligations, but we decided to do it again. And I think one of the impetuses behind that was that they were asked to play this festival. And it's in England, and it's sort of in the southwest, sort of on this really bad resort that you can rent out, and usually it's rented out. It was in the winter, but usually it's rented out for, like, raves and it's kind of like an almost like a Disney World where there's like parts for the kids, and then there's like massive bars and cabarets where I guess the parents can go and get trashed and stuff like that. It's pretty quite odd, but Godspeed curated it, and they had many luminaries of the sound art sort of world that they had chosen to come and play. I saw some people that as you know, your listeners might not know, I used to do a noise show
CJSF. You can say that, I don't know.
Yeah.
I have many CJSF alumni.
Sitting in this chair in the hot seat.
Yeah. current lights.
Current luminaries.
Yeah.
I think I used the word impresario for you earlier tonight on Facebook. But I used to do a noise show, and people like Francisco Lopez, like I got... He actually did the part where he blindfolded the audience and made us endure his...
So this is all in sort of like a resort-like environment.
Yeah. The funny thing is, All Tomorrow's Parties is also kind of known as quite a party.
Yeah.
But this one is the first one I'd been to. My girlfriend over there in the UK... her name's Lucy. Anyway, she, Lucy was, said, let's go to this. This would be great. And, it was very sedate from what the other stories I'd heard from her, cause she'd been to a good half dozen so far. And, this one was like a lot more mature, lots of dudes, unfortunately, but, a lot quieter, kind of, from what I was expecting it to be, like people like falling off of rooftops
It is a Godspeed.
It was very, very modest.
Everyone said, although I did see them when they played here recently, mm-hmm. people were standing up and everything.
Yeah.
The first time I saw them was almost 10 years ago when it was like a nice quiet. People were into them then, but this time it seems like people were more fanatically, like people were like, oh my God, like rushing the stage.
Oh, it might be the last time that they have a chance to see them because they are pretty firm in their...
Yeah.
And their commitment to, not playing and that sort of thing, which is good for them. Yeah. But that was an excellent festival. I saw some great bands. I saw Rangda. I saw the Boban Markovic Orchestra. These are all bands that were invited to play by Godspeed. And even Weird Al Yankovic was like stunning. It was shockingly good.
He wasn't. How does it fit with? Okay. I've never seen him play, but I know people that seen him and said he was good. He's a pro. You know what he's doing.
The whole team there was a pro. And the funny thing is, afterwards we went back up to Glasgow where Lucy lives, and I was reading this zine where they interviewed Weird Al, and they were saying they're asking him like, "This is great. This is the first time you've been to Europe. Can you believe that Weird Al Yankovic and his back catalog
has
never been to Europe until he's like, I have to take care of my crew, like this is a pro crew. I have a story that Jeremiah Hayward of Modern Creatures and Terror Bird fame told me, but he's a huge fan of Weird Al. In the zine, he was like, it's just not, I can't necessarily, like, didn't think that there would be a way to bring everybody over here and do my best, but thanks to Godspeed for inviting me over here to actually help me play other shows there.
I didn't think that he has never played in...
Yeah, but I know.
Is he famous in Europe? Like, does he...
They knew of him. I mean, he played in... The resort's called Butlins in Minehead, which is the little resort seaside town. But there's like this huge hall, I guess, where they would put on like an actual concert in this resort. And he played there. And I would say 25% of the people were just like, yes, like really into it. And the other 75% of about 2,500 people, they were just kind of like watching it like a spectacle because they didn't know what to expect,
right?
But yeah.
Because I always think maybe he's a bigger star in Canada in a sense that he was on Much Music all the time. But I don't know if you watched Much Music back in the 70s. It would be, you know,
LTV.
LTV would take over the entire show for like a whole day.
Yeah, would you like a warm cup of monkey's blood, you know? Give it to Keith Richards.
Because that never happened on MTV, I bet you anything. But
I think they ended up replaying it on MTV too, actually. Yeah.
Oh, well.
I'm a font of Weird Al knowledge for some reason tonight.
That's awesome.
It's a good thing I did my homework.
Yeah, good job. I mean. And he's still around. Good. Well, let's going back to a bit. The Wheat Hounds we also played before Veronica Falls. I want to talk about it because it was a nice song. But running away, what, skating away from the cops? I
think that
was
something
like that, yeah. So they are just you were saying, band from New York, it's possibly getting a bit of a buzz.
Yep. Yeah. This is their first 7-inch. They also had a split 7-inch with a band called Dude Japan, I think it's called. Very poppy.
Yeah.
There's a kind of an underswell of that sort of coming up all over North America, but they're from Long Island and it's really nice.
Oh. So are they actually from Brooklyn then, probably?
No.
New York, Manhattan?
They don't want to be sullied by that. Those high prices.
Okay, let's, I think Coban's almost ready, but we should sneak in a couple songs before they are to go on.
I've got some Twin Crystals on there.
Didn't you change it to something else?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I thought it would go well with the Veronica Falls, an old teenage fan club 7-inch called Everybody's Fool. So
all right, let's do that.
It doesn't really fit Coban, sorry guys.
No, but we'll figure it out. Let's do this.
Okay.
Teenage Fan Club, Everybody's Fool is the name of the song. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM.